Hello, and welcome to St. Ninian's Community Church Lent Podcast. It's David here, and thanks for listening. As we begin looking at Jesus' journey through Holy Week, today we fast forward to see the ultimate feast at the very end of our journey. This is the Feast of Feasts, the Marriage Supper of the Lamb. This will be the one to surpass all other feasts. Today we'll be reading from Revelation chapter 19, from verses 6 to 10. Then I heard what seemed to be the voice of a great multitude, like the roar of many waters, and like the sound of mighty peals of thunder, crying out, "Hallelujah, for the Lord our God, the Almighty reigns. Let us rejoice and exalt, and give him the glory. For the marriage of the Lamb has come, and his bride has made herself ready. It was granted her to clothe herself with fine linen, pure and bright, for the fine linen is the righteous deeds of the saints. An angel said to me, 'Write this, blessed are those who are invited to the marriage supper of the Lamb.' And he said to me, 'These are the true words of God.' Then I fell down at his feet to worship him. But he said to me, 'You must not do that. I am a fellow servant with you and your brothers who hold the testimony of Jesus. Worship God, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy.'" As I read this, I get a sense of excitement and relief at the same time. This is what we've all been waiting for. It's finally here, and we've made it. We knew it was going to happen. But now it's actually happening. This is going to be some size of gathering. The noise of the crowd is likened to thunder or a roaring water. I imagine that John heard what sounded like the noise of a mighty waterfall. And as he got closer, it became more distinct that it was a crowd of worshippers giving glory to God that the Feast of Feasts was about to begin. This ultimate union with Jesus was about to be realized, one that would no longer be hindered by our earthly frame and our selfish ways. Just as Jesus made himself ready for his ultimate sacrifice as the Lamb without blemish, we, the bride, have to make ourselves ready too. It was granted for the bride to be clothed in fine linen. The priests in the Old Testament had to go through a cleansing process before they could come near the presence of God in the temple. They then put on linen garments to approach God. They weren't allowed to sweat when approaching God. It wasn't to be through their own toil or effort. The whole process that they went through was to wash away the dirt of the day that had stuck to them. In this same manner, we too have to make ourselves ready for this ultimate union with Jesus as his bride. We haven't to put on our own garments of righteousness or goodness, not by doing good deeds or attending church. These things alone won't make us ready. We need to wash ourselves that we might be clothed with this fine linen, pure and bright. So how do we wash ourselves spiritually? How do we make ourselves ready? In Ephesians we read that as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her, that he might sanctify her, having cleansed her by the washing of water with the word, so that he might present the church to himself in splendor, without spot or wrinkle or any such thing, that she might be holy and without blemish. By the washing of the water of the word, we have to let God's word wash over us, or in other words, let us meditate on it so that it penetrates our soul. In doing this, we make space for God's values to become part of us and how we think and live. Also, we make ourselves ready by confessing our sin to God. In 1 John we read, "If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." And we must also believe in our heart that God has got it covered, that he will follow through with all that he has promised. Romans 10 says, "Because if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes and is justified, and with the mouth one confesses and is saved. This is how we make ourselves ready. One last thought is just what kept Jesus going through this final week and all that he suffered. In Hebrews we read, "Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight of sin that clings so closely, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him, endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured from sinners such hostility against himself, so that you may not grow weary or faint-hearted." Jesus had the marriage of his bride, the church, in his sights, which helped through Jesus through these darkest hours. How much more should the hope of our final union with Jesus help us through whatever challenges in life that we are confronted with? Whatever we might face today, let the hope that one day soon we will forever be with the Lord help you hold on in faith. Let's pray. Lord, at this time we want to hold on to your words which give us hope. We thank you that you do reign and that our confidence in you isn't unfounded. We thank you that you're preparing a wedding feast which we're invited to be a part of. Thank you for all that Jesus has done, giving of his life for us that we might be that pure bride without spot or blemish. Help us to live in that ready state, trusting fully in you and not trying to work it out by ourselves. Amen.